since we've seen that cultivation of mindfulness has to do with paying attention to things that we ordinarily don't pay attention to, we're going to start this series of formal practices with an actual eating meditation. So for this practice, seeing if you can arrange to have a couple of raisins on hand. And we're going to just take one of them and bring it up towards the face for closer inspection. And just drinking it in through your eyes, as if you'd never seen one of these things before, and maybe even forgetting that it's called a raisin, and seeing it in its fullness. You've certainly never seen this particular one before. So noticing its surface features, color, shape, as you turn it in your hands, just sort of seeing whether there are any unique features to it. As I'm doing it, I notice a kind of little circular scarring at one end, which, of course, you'll know is the equivalent of our belly button, sort of evidence that this shriveled up little something was once connected to a much larger whole. But just drinking it in through the eyes. And then maybe closing your eyes when you feel like it and feeling it through your fingers, really getting in touch with this object, noticing the ridges and the valleys, and maybe even putting it in the palm of your hand and feeling the heft of it. It has a certain weight to it. And maybe even bringing it up to the nose at a certain point and again, drinking in the fragrance, anything at all in the domain of smell coming off of this object. And again, perhaps with the eyes closed, if it helps you to be more in touch with your experience from moment to moment. Just sensing what's here to be smelled, allowing the in-breath to bring in with it the aroma, the fragrance, if there is any, off of this object. And when you're ready, allowing your eyes to open and continuing to hold it in your fingers and feeling it and seeing it and be aware of the quality of the attention that you're bringing to this hugely familiar object, and staying as best you can present with the seeing, with the touching, as best you can from moment to moment. When you're ready, you can, if you want to, you could even bring it up to one of your ears and see if you can hear anything coming from it as you turn it around real close to the ear. So it's not out of the question that we don't often listen to our food, but it's not out of the question that you could use the hearing sense, and some foods actually do fizzle or flame or make crackling noises, and you may find that this little object will surprise you if you turn it around your ears. But then bringing it back to where you can see it. And then gradually bringing it up towards the lips. And noticing as you do that, that the arm and the hand really know how to do this, to position it right in the center of your mouth. When you were 6 months old, your body didn't quite do it this way. And whatever you were eating wound up all over your face, all over the floor, all over your body. But just honoring how well the gross motor functioning of the arm and hand can bring this object right up to your lips. And as you do that, before you touch it to the lips or let it come inside, noticing if anything's going on in your mouth. As I do it, I'm finding that there's a strong secreting of saliva in my mouth. And it's clear that there's a certain kind of anticipation that feeding is going to start happening fairly soon. But noticing this object hasn't come into the mouth yet. So it's all around anticipation. The mind is anticipating eating, and the body is actually secreting, and not only secreting, but actually synthesizing and generating enzymes and fluid to prepare the mouth for this initial step in the process of digestion. It's a real mind-body phenomenon. And you probably have the same thing happen if you didn't even have the raisin in your hand. And you can certainly feel that for yourself if you were to imagine biting down at this moment on a nice, juicy, fresh-cut wedge of lemon. Mind-body phenomenon. So now with great sensitivity, slowly bringing the raisin to the lips and noticing how it comes into the mouth. Noticing how this whole thing works. Feeling what goes on to bring this object into the mouth. And then noticing how it gets positioned between the teeth. The role of the tongue in receiving it, in positioning it, just holding all of this in awareness, moment by moment by moment, without biting down yet. Just feeling the intelligence in the tongue, in the cheeks, in the teeth, and in the mind. That is so well suited for this activity we call eating. And we do so many times a day with very, very little awareness. And then slowly when the raisin is positioned where the mouth wants it to be positioned, slowly start biting down on it and taking maybe 3, 4, or 5 very deliberate, intentional, mindful chews while you remain open to whatever's going on in the mouth in any of the sensory domains, including hearing, including tasting, including feeling the texture. And then slowly continuing to chew and experiencing chewing and tasting moment by moment by moment. Just the direct experiencing of chewing and tasting. To the degree that it's possible, even underneath any thoughts that might be going on about this experience, the direct sensory experience of the teeth coming down on this object and the taste in the mouth. And as you continue to do this, make sure that you don't swallow it yet. But noticing the changes in texture and in taste that go on with continued chewing. And before we do swallow it, seeing if you can be in touch with the first impulse that arises to actually swallow this stuff. And be aware of the intention to swallow and how that whole thing gets arranged. How whatever's left gets positioned for swallowing. Then being in touch with the swallowing. And in the aftermath of the swallowing, resting in awareness. Of how it feels in this moment. As you sit here. And if you like, even in your mind's eye, or sensing in any way that you can, following what you've swallowed down into the belly, where it will come to rest in the stomach. And allowing your awareness to expand to include a sense of the body as a whole sitting here, having just eaten one raisin with this kind of present moment, open-hearted, spacious attention. And just resting here in this being, in this awareness, feeling how things are right now, in this moment, in the aftermath of all that's come before. Whether your eyes are open, whether your eyes are closed, seeing if you can feel how it is in the body, how it is in the mouth, how it is in the heart, and how it is in the mind. And just resting here. You could say outside of time, in the present moment, without having to have anything have to happen next. Of course, if you want to eat another raisin mindfully on your own at some point, certainly feeling free to do that. But ultimately, the challenge here The practice here is to simply be with each moment as it is. For the seeing, for the smelling, for the moving, for the receiving of the raisin, for the chewing and tasting, the swallowing, and the aftermath. And to be the knowing. Be that which knows the experience in its unfolding, as it's unfolding. And resting here, moment by moment by moment. Until you hear the sound of the bells, which will mark the end of this first guided introductory mindfulness meditation.